Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Lamed Vav. We are holding on the very top of Daf Lamed Vav. Amid Aleph, today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom. It's also sponsored by Zuchus, a Refor Shalema for Binyamin Ben Neshamish, a Refor Shalema, Bisoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to do today is continue the discussion from yesterday. We were talking yesterday whether the Kohanim are Shluchei Didan or Shluchei Dishamaya. When a Kohen does Avoda, is he said to be doing the Shlichus of the Bala Korban, or is he doing the Shlichus of the Ribono Shlolam? So the Gemara is going to have two Rayas, that Kohanim are in fact Shluchei Dishamaya, that they're considered to be doing the Shlichus of the Ribono Shlolam. We're then going to reject each of those Rayas. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, in general, can we learn Efshar Mishei Efshar? Because after all, the in yesterday's daf we quoted Rabbi Yochanan that mechusar kapara does not require das bailim, that when you bring a carbon for mechusar kapara, you don't need the das of that person, because, and the raya was because when you bring it, mechusar kapara applies even to children, and children don't have das. Yeah, but children are unable to have das. Does that necessarily prove that when you're dealing with a karban of mechusar kapara of an adult, that you don't need das? Can you learn what in a case of efshar, a case where it is possible, and use a raya from a case of efshar? So the Gemara is going to have a couple of rayas, whether done in efshar, mishei efshar. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss whether one could be mafresh truma for somebody else without their permission. Can you go and without having authorization be mafresh truma on their behalf? Do we assume that it's a zechusulo? So zachal adam shalafanav. Sure, you're allowed to do something that's beneficial to the person. Or can the person say, that's not beneficial to me, it's a mitzvah, I would prefer to do my own mitzvos. I don't want you doing my mitzvos for me. And on the topic of being mafresh truma for somebody else, the Gemara is going to discuss when one is mafresh truma for somebody else, who is entitled to the tovas hana'a, that there is this inyan that although the truma doesn't really belong to you, it's got to go to a kohen, but you get to choose which kohen you give it to. And because of that, the kohen that you give it to has a certain sense of tovas hana'a, that he appreciates that you brought your business to him, that you brought your truma to him. So is it the person who does the maisa, the hafrasha and the nesina, that gets the tovas hana'a, or is it the person who owns the produce from which the truma was taken, that on which the truma was taken, that gets the tovas hana'a? And that's going to bring us all the way to the two dots at the end of the page on Lamed Vav and Beis. And then at the two dots, we'll see if we get to it today, probably won't, the Gemara is going to discuss or begin the sugya of discussing getting paid to teach Torah, whether there's a difference between Torah Shebichsav versus Medrash Haggadah and things of that nature. So let's begin on the very top of Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Again, we are back into the discussion of Kohanim. Are Kohanim considered Shluchei Didan, or are they considered Shluchei Dishamaya? So Masiv Rav Simi Bar Abba, he says, I'll bring you a raya from a brisa that Imhaya Kohen, Yizruk Lav Dam Chatosu V'Dam Ashamo, that if the Madir is a Kohen, he's allowed to be Zorek for the Mudar, the Dam of his Karban Chatos and the Dam of his Karban Asham. So from the fact that it's talking about Karbanos Chatos and Asham, sounds like we're talking about a regular Chatos and Asham, not a Mechusar Kapara. Mechusar, remember, the chilek between Mechusar Kapara versus a regular Chatos and Asham, we mentioned yesterday, is that when it comes to a Mechusar Kapara, you're not really giving him any Hana'a, in the sense that it's not coming to be Mechaper for anything. He doesn't need a Kapara for the Avera. It's simply allowing him to eat Kachim. Whereas when it comes to a regular karban, you're providing the person with a kapara that the person needs. So when we talk about a chatos and asham, we're talking about providing a person with a kapara that the person needs. So if you're going to say that the kohanim are shluchei didan, how could a kohen be makriv? How could a kohen's madir be makriv for the mudar? I'm giving him an ab because I'm doing his shlichus. I'm taking care of his kapara for him. So that's the raya from this brisa, because the brisa dafka talks about bringing his dam chatos and dam asham. The Rishonim raised the question, in our Mishnah it also said kinei zavin and zavos, and then mentioned chataos ve'ashamos, that you don't need a brisa. Our Mishnah said explicitly that you're allowed to bring chataos ve'ashamos. So why is it that we dafka bring a brisa to prove this point? The same point could have been made from our Mishnah. So for that reason, the Ran points out that there are some that don't have a girsa of chataos ve'ashamos in our Mishnah, because if the Gemara is bringing a raya from the fact that it says chataos ve'ashamos, it must be in the brisa. That must be news to us. It must not have appeared earlier, and therefore they erase chataos ve'ashamos from the Mishnah. However, the Ran and the Rush suggest that the Mishnah is not a raya, because the when it says chataos ve'ashamos in the Mishnah, it's written together with kinei zavin and yoldos, which are the karbanos of a mechusar kapara. So it could be that chataos ve'ashamos that the Mishnah were referring to are the chatos nashim of a metzora. He doesn't need kapara. His chatos ve'asham is the equivalent of a karban of a mechusar kapara. But the Braisa just mentions chatos nashim stam, not in any context of other mechusrei kapara. Oh, so chatos and nashim stam, that's a raya. That's what the Gemara is bringing a raya from. Now, what did the Braisa say? That what's the kohen allowed to do? He's allowed to be zorek the dam of the other guy's chatos and asham, even though he's not allowed to give the other guy hana'a. Why do we dafka point out zorek the dam? Any of the avodas that he does on the karban is giving the other person on us. And the Sefer Tiferes Tzion, he points out in a chinami, all of the avodas of the karban would be the same din. But the Tana dafka points out zrikas adam, because that's the ikar avoda of a karban. The ikar kapara that one gets is through the zrikas adam. So the Tana is being mechadesh that even an avoda like that, which has a massive hana'a, because it's the ikar kapara you're allowed to do on behalf of the person who you're not allowed to give hana'a to. So it's highlighting that even the Zrikas Adam is going to be you're going to be allowed to do. Now Mechusrei Kapara are those people who do not require a kapara on any avera. The idea of a Mechusrei Kapara is they just need to complete their tahara process. That until they bring their karban, they're not fully tahar in the sense that they're not allowed to come into the Beis Hamikdash, they're not allowed to eat kachim. So that's where the Torah tells us that you're allowed to be makriv a karban without their das. But when it comes to other chata, when it comes to other karbanos chatos that come for a chet, the ikur karban is to be mechaper for the chet. That you can't do without das abaylim. That you have to have permission of the Bailim in order to bring such a karban. The Ran in yesterday's daf explained the reason for the chilik, that when it comes to other chatos that are there to be mechapar and a chet, you need das habailim because there's no such thing as kapara bali das. I can't get a kapara if I don't even have das to get a kapara. But when it comes to mechusar kapara, I don't need a kapara. I just need to become tahar. I just need to be able to go into the Beis Hamikdash. Just need to be able to eat kachim. That you can have without das. So anyway, back to our Gemara. So our Gemara says, here we have a braisa, that if I'm not allowed to give you hana'a, I'm allowed to do the avoda on your karban chatos and karban asham. Doesn't that therefore prove that I'm not working for you, that as a kohen, I'm not a shluchei didan, I'm shluchei derachman, and that's why it's not considered that I'm giving you hana'a? So answers the Gemara, dam chatos shel metzora v'dam hasham shel metzora. No, the Brice is talking about a mechusar kapara. It's not talking about a regular chatos nashim where you're giving someone actual kapara. We're talking about a dam and a chatos and nashim of a metzora where it's part of the tahara process and you don't need the das of the bailim. How do I know that? T'chsiv zos tia toras ha-metzora ben gadol ben katan. How do I know you don't need the das of the bailim to bring the karbanos chatos nashim for a metzora? Because it says zos tia toras ha-metzora, and from the word toras we learn ben gadol ben katan, that even a katan has to bring a karban. So obviously a kohen is going to bring a karban for a mitzora katan who doesn't even have das. So you see that the karban of a mitzora doesn't need to be midas habaylim. It's like any other karban of a mechusar kapara where you don't need the das habaylim. So mela, the kohen that's makriv, doesn't have to be the shaliach of the Baal. So maybe in general, when Kohanim are makriv karbanos, they are the shluchim of the Baal, but not by a mechusar kapara. By a mechusar kapara, it's clearly an exception because the Baalim could be a child. So you don't need the das of the Baal. You don't need to be a shliach of the Baal. So says Gemara, okay, let's try to bring another raya. Tanan, we have a Mishnah in Maseches Gittin. Hakohanim shepiglu b'migdash. If Kohanim bring a korban with a machsheves pigul in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they ruin the korban, mezidin, if they knew that the korban is becoming pasul through their machsheva chayavin, then they need to pay the bailim the value of the korban, because by virtue of them making that korban pigul, the bailim is now going to have to bring another korban. So it's as if they were mazik, the mamon of that bailim. That's why Rashi explains in Gittin Dafnun and Gimel, and he says, and even if it was a carbon nedava, where the halacha is by a carbon nedava, that if the carbon becomes pasul, the bailim does not need to replace it with another carbon, still it's a loss to the bala carbon, because he didn't get to bring his nedava. He didn't get to do what he intended to do. He wanted to bring a special gift to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and now this Kohen made that impossible. So the Chazon Ish brings a raya from that Rashi in Gittin, that there's a chi of mazik even on a hezek of something that has no monetary value, and there's no way to assess the monetary, I mean, you can't sell that value. I mean, you have something that the guy wanted to give an adava, and now he's not able to. Now, did you cost him the cost of a new animal? No, because he's not responsible for the achrayas. It was an adava. He doesn't have to replace it. So what exactly is that value? Can he sell that value to somebody? No, but still, you're a mazik. So the Chazon Ish says, you see that there could be a mazik on like sentimental value. It's a little more than sentimental, but on value that's not, that you can't really put your finger on, that you can't really sell. However, the Nesivus disagrees. In the Nesivus of Mishpat, he says something that has no value that is marketable, there is no Chiyuv Tashlumin. But anyway, so over here we have in the Mishnah Maseches Gittin, where the Mishnah says that if a Kohen b'mezid makes somebody's carbon pigul, he has to pay for it. But Hashogeg, the implication is that if he does it b'shogeg, he didn't know that the carbon is going to become pasul just because he's having a machshava to eat the chutz l'zman or something like that. So peturin, then he does not have to pay for the value of the carbon. In Maseches Gittin, there's a whole discussion as to why that, how to understand this Mishnah. The sheet of Chizkia is that really mida oraisa, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, you're going to be chayiv. Because hezek sheino nikar shmei hezek, and this is a hezek sheino nikar, it's a non-clearly recognizable hezek, you just pasul the carbon with some machshava, you don't see anything different about the animal, so it's a hezek sheino nikar, and it's shmei hezek, and really they both should have been chayiv. But they pater a shogeg, because we're afraid that if the kohen is going to have to pay, even when he's a shogeg, he's never going to let the bailim know that he was mefagel the carbon, because he doesn't want to cost himself the money. So he's going to be mefagel a carbon, and then the bailim is not going to know about it. The bailim is going to violate in his sakares inadvertently, because he's not going to realize that his carbon was pigul. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds no, the opposite. The mita raisa bein b'shogig bein b'mezid, he's potter, because a hezek sheino nikar is lo shmei hezek. So you don't have to pay for a hezek sheino nikar. It's just that there were mechayev, a guy who does it b'mezid, so that everyone shouldn't go around being metamita rosh of shel chaveru and say potter ani. We want to, even though Hezek Sheinu Nikar Lo Shmei Hezek, so that could lead to a disaster. People are going to go around doing Hezek Sheinu Nikars on other people, and then say, I don't have to pay. So therefore, if you do it b'mezid, we're going to make you pay for Hezek Sheinu Nikar. But that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there's this difference between mezid and shogeg, that if you're mefagel, someone else is covered b'mezid, you got to pay for it. If you did it b'shogeg, you don't have to pay for it. Ella shepigul on pigul. But even if you did it b'shogeg, even though you don't have to pay for it, it's still pigul. It's still going to count as pigul. So, meaning the carbon is still pasul. So, I amrit bishlama says Gemara, I understand very well if you say shluchi d'shamayahavu, that the kohanim are working for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the shluchim of the Ribbono Shel Olam haynu shepigul and pigul. So, I understand why the machshevas psul that the kohen had is going to ruin the carbon, because even though the kohen is not the bailim of the carbon, he's able to pasul the carbon with his machshava, because the Torah makes him, Hashem makes him the shliach to be the one that's in charge of this carbon. So he becomes like the bailim of the carbon. He can even bring this carbon without the das of the bailim. Eli'i amrit shlucheti donavu. But if the kohen is only working for the guy who's actually the bailim of the carbon, amai pigul and pigul, why when he has a machshavas pigul b'shogeg, should it actually ruin the carbon? Leimalei, can't the actual bailim say to the guy, shlicha shivisicha litkunei v'lo lavusei? I sent you to bring my carbon in a way that's going to be beneficial to me, not in a way that's going to be a psul to me. So your machshava, your terrible machshava during the avoda, that carbon, I didn't make you a shliach to do that, and therefore you don't have the capacity to pasul my carbon. So isn't this therefore a raya? The fact that a kohen does have the capacity to pasul the carbon, isn't it therefore a raya that kohanim are shluchei de shamaya and not shluchei de dan? So says the Gemara, Amri shiny gabe pigle. It's interesting. The raya is only if on the situation where a kohen is shogeg, because if he had a machshavas pigle b'mezid, so he's not trying to do the shlichus of the bailim. He's doing that on his own, and a person has the ability. So the Ran writes. So, but still, shouldn't the same taina apply? You're my shliach, and who told you that b'mezid you're allowed to? So the rule is, says the Ran, Eino the most davar she'eino shelo, except for al yedei ma'isa. That you're not authorized to ruin something and to ask something that belongs to somebody else unless you do a maisa. So if he's doing it b'mezid, we view that as a maisa, even though it's a machshava. When it's a machshava b'mezid of kachib, we view that as if he's doing a maisa. So anyway, so the Gemara tried to use this as a raya that kohen must be shluchi d'shmaya. Otherwise, how can he be mefagel someone else's karban? The guy could say, "You weren't my shliach to be mefagel my karban." So answer the Gemara, Amri. I'm going to say that even if the Kohanim are Shluchei Didan, he still has the ability to possibly the guy's carbon, the Bailim's carbon, and you can't say, no, I only sent you as my Shliach to do good for me, not to do bad for me, because Shiny Gabe Pigel, the din of Pigel is fundamentally different, that a carbon can become possible with a Machshavas Pigel, even when it's not logical to say so. Da Amarkra, Lo Yechashev Lo, Pasuk against pigul yihyeh mikol makom, and we learn from there that when the kohen is machshavas pigul, the carbon becomes pasul no matter what, even if the kohen is not the bailum of the carbon. So therefore, it's not a raya to be poshet that suffix that we started with, whether the kohanim are shluchei didan or shluchei d'shmaya. Even if the kohanim are shluchei didan, you can't ask any kashas from pigul. The Ran just points out that in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Chav Gimel, the Gemara is mochiach that kohanim are shluchei d'shmaya, because since you can't say that the Yisrael is able to be shaleach according to do an avoda b'migdash that he himself can't do, meaning the rule number one of shlichus is anything that I can't do, I can't make a shliach to do for me. I can only authorize a shliach to stand in my place for something that I am able to do. So the Gemara in Kiddushin brings a raya from there that kohanim are shluchei d'shemayah. So even though our Gemara leaves it unresolved whether kohanim are shluchei d'dan or shluchei d'shemayah, the Gemara uses that as a raya. The question is that something that our Gemara would accept as well at the end of the day? Okay, but we'll leave it at that. So that is the initial discussion on our daf. Continuing from yesterday, our kohanim shluchei d'dan, shluchei d'shmaya. We thought we had two rayas that the shluchei d'shmaya. We rejected each of these rayas. Now the Gemara discusses gufa. We mentioned in yesterday's daf that Amar Rabbi Yochanan had called shrich and das. All karbanos require the das of the bailim, chutz mi mechusa kapara, except for the karbon of a mechusa kapara, which you could do even without the das of the bailim. And what's the big raya that you're able to bring a karbon for mechusa kapara without their das? Shayada, maybe karbon al banav al banos of a katanim, because you could bring a karbon of mechusa kapara for your children, and children don't have das. So you see that it's unnecessary to have the das of the bailim when you bring a karbon of a mechusar kapara. The Ran and the Rashba bring a kasha of Tosfos. We don't have it in Tosfos, but the Ran and the Rashba both quoted from some Tosfos that it's a Mishnah Mefureshes in the 7th parak of Maseches Shkalim that Behema Shenimtzeis Zucharim Olos Nekevel Simchei Shlamim, that if you find a karbon, you find an animal at certain times of the year in certain places, you have the right to assume it's a karbon, and you just bring it as a karbon on behalf of the bailim. So even though apparently you don't have das bailim, so apparently you're allowed to bring all sorts of karbanos without the das bailim. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan who says that no, all karbanos require das bailim. He says a kol trich and das. No, we have a Mishnah Mefreshes, a Maseches Shkalim. You find an animal, go bring it as a Shlamim, whoever the Bailim is. He's probably happy about it. But you don't have his Das, you don't even know who he is. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that a Kol Tzrich and Das, that all other Kabbalists require Das? So this Tosfos that the Rishonim quote suggests that when an animal gets lost, Memela, the Das of the Bailim becomes that whoever finds it should be Makrovit for him. I mean, the Das Bailim doesn't mean he has to know exactly who and how and when, it just means that he wants whoever finds it to be a makrovit for him. So when you find it, you are the lucky person to be the shliach that he's interested in being makrovit for him. So that is called that you have das bailin. But bottom line is, what we see from Rabbi Yochanan is that you're able to learn efshar mishei efshar. Meaning, we're trying to say that, you know how I know that if I'm bringing a carbon of a meklusar kapara, that I don't need his permission? Because I could do it even for a katan. Well, a katan, of course, he doesn't have any das. That's why you could do it for that's why you don't need das by a katan, because he doesn't have the ability to have das. How does that prove that by a gadol where he has the ability to have das? You see that done in efshar, mishi'i efshar, that we could learn a case of efshar where it's possible to do it better from a case where it's not possible to do it better, where it's not possible for the person to have das. So the Gemara asks on this yisod that done in efshar, mishi'i efshar, elamayata, if that's true that you can learn a case of efshar from a raya, from a case of efshar, so yavi adam chatas chelev al chavero, a person should be able to bring a typical carbon chat for somebody else who ate chelev, she cannot maybe alish to shota, because you're allowed to bring a carbon chatas for your wife if she's a shota. Rabbi Yehuda, that's why that was Rabbi Yehuda's shita. So just like you're allowed to bring a carbon for your wife who's a shota without her das, so too you should be able to bring a carbon chatas for anybody else without their das. Why does Reb Lozer say that you're not able to bring a chatas chelev al chavero? Meaning, if you're done in efshar, mishei efshar, so by yirishto shota it's efshar. She has no das. You have no choice. So you're allowed to bring a chatas chelev. But by another person, it is efshar. And yet Reb Lozer says you're not allowed to bring for another person, apparently, because Reb Lozer holds ain't done in efshar mishei efshar. So it's a raya that we cannot done efshar mishei efshar. Rabbi Kiveger in the Gilyon HaShas has a tzorach iyun gadol over here. The Gemara takes this as a davar pashut that you're allowed to bring chatas chelev for ishto shota. How do we know that if your wife is now a shota and she ate chelev, that you're allowed to bring a korban chatas for her? The din that you're allowed to bring a korban yoledes for your wife is only, we saw in yesterday's Zav, is only derived from the pasuk Zos Torah Sayoledes, and without that riboy, we would not have learned that you're allowed to bring a carbon yoledes for your wife when she's a shota. It's only because of that riboy Zos Torah Sayoledes that when she's a shota, you're allowed to bring her a carbon yoledes. Chatas chelev, there's no riboy in the pasuk that you're allowed to bring for ishto shota. So the halacha should be that he's not allowed to bring for ishto shota. So the whole premise of the discussion that a person could bring chatas chelev for ishto shota, and therefore it should lead us to the conclusion that you can bring chatas chelev al chavero. What do you mean? Who says you're allowed to bring chatas chelev for ishto shota? Rabbi Kiveger leaves that tzarech iyun gadol. We mentioned yesterday, hard to answer Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. I just saw Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg wrote an article. He said that he saw that Rabbi Binyamin Resnick from the Mir Yeshiva said that he once came to Rav Asher Arieli with a teretz on one of Rabbi Kiveger's kashas, and Rav Asher doesn't yell too much, but Rav Asher got angry at him a little bit, and he said it was like the first couple of weeks of the Zman. He said, a chutzpah to try to answer Rabbi Kiveger's kasha before you learned the whole Masechta? How could you even try to answer Rabbi Kiveger's kasha before you learned the whole Masechta? You have to have some perspective before you try to answer Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. You got to put the work in. Okay, so but the Gemara tries to bring this raya. So now the Gemara gives an answer that really we don't find that you could bring a chatas chelev in the case of efshar to have the das bailim, because that which Rabbi Yehuda says, you can bring chatas chelev for ishto shota hechidami. What exactly is that talking about? That Rabbi Yehuda assumed that you could bring a chatas chelev for ishto shota. Ita achla kashi shota. If she ate the chelev when she was a shota lav bas karboni, she's not chayiv in a karbon. She was not chayiv in mitzvahs. She violated the isser when she was a shota, so that wouldn't be the case. Ve'ida achla kashi pikachas. And if the case is that she ate the chelev when she was a bas das vinishtates, and then afterwards she became a shota, so also you don't have to bring a carbon chatos for her, because at the time that she became a shota, she became potter from all the chiyuvei chataos that she previously had. It wipes her slate clean when she becomes a shota. So Amar Rabbi Yirmi, Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, achal chelev hivrish carbon. If a person ate chelev when they were a bardas and they were mafresh a carbon vinishtata, and then the person became a shota, v'chazor vinishtapa, and then the person came back to their senses, possible. The carbon is going to be possible. Hol v'nidcha, because it was nidcha from being brought on the mizbech, because they lacked das somewhere along the way. Hol v'nidcha yidocha. So it's nidcha liolam. So you see from there that a person who becomes a shota becomes potter from all their previous karbonos chatos that they had the second they become prior to having become a shota. And even if they've already been mafresh an animal to be brought as the chatos, it's nidcha. It never is going to be brought. So in our case, when the woman becomes a shota, there's no chiyuv on the husband to bring a carbon chatos on her account. So that which Rabbi Yehuda says that a person has to bring is mechuyev to bring karbanos for ishul shota, it's not by a carbon chatos. It's only by yoleda, zava, mitzaraas, where it's not about a kapara for the person. It's only by karbanos of mechushe kapara, where it's part of the tahara process. That's where we have zos taras yoledas that a kohen that a person can bring the carbon for his wife who's a shota to help her in the tahara process. But if she needs a kapara, she doesn't need a kapara if she's a shota. So that answers the kasha that we asked in Rabbi Yochanan. Why can't a person bring a chatas chelev al chaveru just like he could be makriv for ishto shota? Because he can't be makriv for ishto shota. There is no, meaning the premise was incorrect. Not for the same reason Rabbi Kiva Eger rejected the premise, that's why it's tzarchi and gadol, but for a different reason. We just never find that there's ever such a thing that you're going to bring a karban chatas for ishto shota. So now the Gemara says, okay, but maybe we can ask Viter on the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that done in Efshar Mishi'i Efshar Elameata, if you're really allowed to learn Efshar Mishi'i Efshar, let's bring a second possible raya. If that were really the case, Yavi Adam Pesach al Chaveiro, a person should be able to bring a carbon Pesach on behalf of someone else without their permission. After all, Shekein Adam Eviel Ben Val Benosav Katanim, person is able to include his children who are katanim on a carbon Pesach, and even though the rule by carbon Pesach is you need to be menuyin al a carbon, and someone who's not registered on the carbon is not allowed to eat it, and a kohanim does not have das to be menuyin al a carbon, but the father is allowed to bring carbon Pesach for them. So we should learn from there that you should be able to bring carbon Pesach for somebody else without their permission, even though they're not registered on it, even though they are a bar das. The banav katanim are not bar das. But done in Efshar Mishi'i Efshar. If I'm allowed to include the katan as in my carbon Pesach, even though he can't be registered, he doesn't have the requisite das to be registered, I should be allowed to include other people on my carbon Pesach, even though they do have the requisite das to be registered and they're just not registered. Alama Amar Reb Elazar, why then does Reb Elazar say Hifresh Pesach al Chaver lo asa klum, that it doesn't work? You're not allowed to be mafresh a carbon Pesach for somebody else, because in order to eat a carbon Pesach, you need to be registered, and in order to be registered, you need to know that you're being registered. So says Rabbi Zeira says the din by carbon Pesach, they have to be registered on the carbon in order to be able to eat from it, is derived from the pasuk Selabes Avos, that it's only gabe gedolim, but by banim benosav katanim lav da oraisa. Selabes Avos is lav da oraisa, meaning the klal that you need to be registered on the carbon is not said with regard to katanim. So anyone who wants to eat from a carbon Pesach has to be registered. That's only for gedolim, but you're always going to be allowed to feed your children, even though they're not nimna on the Pesach, because they don't have das to be nimna on the Pesach, and they're allowed to eat anyway, even though they're not registered. So since the din is, the Ran explains that it's also to eat a carbon Pesach when you are not registered on the carbon Pesach, that din is only when you are shayach li himanos. But katanim, they don't have that din. If you're not shayach li himanos, then you don't have that din. The Rashmi Shantz explains that the isser of Misha Eino Manui eating a Karban Pesach is not really an isser. It's just that you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Ketanim or mutter, they don't need to be money. They don't need to be registered because they're not bar mitzvah. They don't have the mitzvah. So it doesn't hurt them when you say that they're not being mekayim the mitzvah. But to include an adult on your Karban Pesach, hey, it's not going to help. He needs the mitzvah. So he's not going to get the mitzvah if he's not registered. So that answers the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. We ask, why can't you bring a Karban Pesach for somebody else, just like you bring a Karban Pesach for Banav Benosav K'shem Ketanim? Because Banav Benosav K'shem Ketanim don't have the din that they need to be Manoi El Pesach. That's why you can bring a Karban Pesach for them, as opposed to a Gadol, who does have the din that he has to be Manoi El Pesach, and therefore you cannot bring it for him. So ask the Gemara, Umimai, how do I know the Torah does not require children to be manoy al Pesach? Mititanan from a Mishnah, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Pei Tes. The Mishnah says, Ha'omer lebanav. A person tells his children when he goes to Yerushalayim to shecht his carbon Pesach. Hareini shochet as a Pesach al mishi yalim mikem rishon Yerushalayim. I'm going to shecht this carbon Pesach for whichever one of you gets to Yerushalayim first. Whoever rushes to get to Yerushalayim first. It's a mitzvah. You're supposed to run to do mitzvahs. It's always a maila that a person is supposed to show. A certain sense of alacrity in doing mitzvos, so we're always supposed to try to run to do mitzvos as much as possible. So if a person tells his children, whoever runs to be able to do the mitzvah is the one that, you know, there's Sefer Charedim. Sefer Charedim writes mitzvah lorotz lebeis haknas lebeis hamedrash called the var mitzvah afilu b'shabbos, because neidav nirdifal ledasas Hashem, that you're always supposed to write, even though on Shabbos you're not supposed to take psia gasa, on Shabbos you're not supposed to take broad steps, and generally running is discouraged on Shabbos, but for Dvar Mitzvah you're supposed to run, you're supposed to show a certain sense of excitement in doing the mitzvah. See, here's a father, he tells his child, you know, he tells his children, whichever one of you gets to Yerushalayim first, that's the one that's going to be included on my Karban Pesach. So Kivin Shechnas Rishon Rosh of Rubel Zoche B'Chalko U'Mezache Zoche V'Imo, that when the first one gets to Yerushalayim, he's Zoche in his Chelik on the Karban Pesach, and he's Mezache his siblings together with him. So the Gemara is assuming that the Mishnah is talking about Banim Ketanim, that these are children, and we see that they're Nimna Ala Karban. So V'I Amrit Selebayis Da'oraisa Al Bisra Kayu Mezakelu. So says the Gemara, well, wait a second, if you're going to say that the din of being Nimna Ala Pesach is learned from Selebayis, and that's Daraisa that applies to even Ketanim on a Daraisa level, how could it be that the father is after the Shechita, he already did the Shechita, there's a piece of meat in front of him, and now he's going to be Mezakeh the children in the Karban Pesach? You can't be registered on the Karban Pesach after the Karban Pesach has already been Shechted. So it must be that when it comes to Banim Ketanim, there's no din that they have to be registered on the Karban. Otherwise, this whole race wouldn't have worked. So I'm going to be Shechting the Karban today, and then we'll see afterwards who gets to Yerushalayim first, and that one is going to be registered on the Karban. Too late! They can't be registered on the Karban. Elamai, you see that you don't need to be that Ketanim don't need to be registered on the Karban. So ask the Gemara, Elamalu Damar Lehunavon. So why did the father say that I'll register you on the Karban? If they don't need to be registered on the Karban, what's he saying? Get to Yerushalayim first and you'll be the lucky winner. He just wants to be mizarizem to go to Yerushalayim, but not because they actually need to be registered on the Karban. Tanya Namihachi will bring a Raya that the whole purpose of the father in that case was to be mezariz them in mitzvos, is maisai v'kadmu banos labanim. One time the daughters beat the sons in the race to get to Yerushalayim, v'lim tzu banos rizos v'abanim shvalim, and it turns out that the banos were the ones that proved that they're the ones that are much more excited about the mitzvos. But it does not say that the banos zachu and the banim lo zachu. So you see that the banos were also lo zachu, but the maila was that there was rizos. That there was rizos. I mean, that's all the father was trying to do, was to show that it was to get them to be his rizos, and that's all that was accomplished. But it has nothing to do with being manoy. A child cannot be manoy ala karban. Now the next discussion. Vitorim is shumosef. We said in our Mishnah that if you're madir, your friend, that he's not allowed to get hanah from, you're allowed to take his trumos and maestros for him. Ledaito, you're allowed to take his trumos and maestros for him. So the Gemara raises a suffix about being mafras trumos for somebody else. Ibailu. If I'm mafresh trumas maestros from my own payros to cover my friend, I know my friend now doesn't have to take trumas maestros because I've already taken care of it from my own produce. So tzaruch daito olo, do I need his permission to do that or not? Can I do that even without his permission? So mi aminan kiven de zuchus olo, do we assume that since it's a zuchus for him that his payros are going to be masukan, his payros are going to be taken care of? So lo tzaruch das, I don't need his das, and it's considered zachal nadam shalom befanav, right? Zachal nadam Shalom fun of works midin shlichus odilma mitzvah dilehi v'nichal elamavtei. Or maybe no, it's his mitzvah and he'd rather be able to do the mitzvah himself. He doesn't want me doing his mitzvah for him. Now there is a fascinating machlokes achronim among the nosi kelim on the Shulchan Aruch. If you assume that it's zachal adam shalom b'fanav lefi the tzad that it's zachal adam shalom b'fanav, is there any tzad chova in me doing this? Is there zero tzad chova? Is that what the Gemara is assuming, that it's a pure zuchus for me to be mafresh? So the Taz in Yordain, Simon Shinhei, writes that even even according to this side of the Gemara, there's a little bit of a chova because people do like to do mitzvos themselves, but the tzad zuchus outweighs the tzad chova, and that's good enough to say zachon ladam shlo b'fanav, as long as the tzad zuchus is greater than the tzad chova. And he says that's why a person cannot be tori mishalo al shal katan, because the Gemara in Ksuba says that although you could be zachon to a katan, that's only when it's a zuchus gamur. You're only allowed to be zocha for a katan when it's a zuchus gamur. If there's any tzad chova, then you can't do zachon for a katan. So it wouldn't work for a katan, says the Taz. However, the Shach and the Kudus HaKasav disagrees, and he says that we're assuming that that there's no chova whatsoever according to this tzad of the Gemara Israela, that there's no chova whatsoever, that it's a pure zuchus. Another nafkamina, and therefore you could do it for a katan as well according to this tzad of the Gemara. The Marit Al Ghazi points out another nafkamina in this machlokas is if you were Torah Mishlo Shel Chaveru, you then find out that the Bible then finds out about it and it makes a macha, and he says I don't want that. I don't want you to be marfish shumer for me. So many of the achronim write that something that's a zuchus gomer without any tzad chova, the zechia works shalomidas bailim, but even if the bailim is later mocha. So mele ledas hashach, where it's a zuchus gemura, the truma is still going to be truma. Whereas ledas hataz, that it's not a zuchus gemura, so then when the guy's mocha afterwards, he has the ability to say, I'm not interested, and undo the whole thing. So anyway, this is a gemara shayla. Can I be torim for somebody else without his permission? So Tashema says, well, let's bring a raya from a Mishnah that we had earlier, that we said torim es chumos of es masos of ledaito, that in the mudra in our case you're allowed to be mafresh chumos of masos ledaito. So b'mayaskinan, what case is Mishnah talking about? E lema, if we're talking about where the mafresh is not being, where the madir is not being mafresh from his own stuff, but rather it's min balakri al shel balakri, I'm taking your produce to be mafresh to cover your produce. So that's mafresh ledaito, ledaito deman. Whose das does the Mishnah mean when we say you're doing it ledaito? Ilem ledaito delay. If we mean that the mafresh is doing it ledas atzmo, that he's coming on his own and he's being mafresh the peros of the bala sada in order to be matir the rest of the peros of the bala sada. So man shav yishliach, who pointed in the shliach to do this afrasha? The afrasha shuma being done by someone else only works if you do it through shlichus, but he's not a shliach of anybody. El ledaito de bala kri. It must be that we're talking about it, it's with the das of the balakri of the owner of the produce, and he makes you a shliach. So kamani le tkav shluchusay. So then he's being mahanahim though. How could you say that that's not called that you're giving him anah? He asked you to do it, and you're doing it. So that's giving him anah. Ella must be that since the Mishnah must not be talking about where you're mafresh the peros of the balakri to be matir the peros of the balakri, it must be shalo al shel kri, that you're being mafresh your own peros to be matir the produce of the balakri. But still, what does the Mishnah mean when it says that it's ledaito, ledaito deman? Who's das? Ilem ledaito de balakri. If it's the balakri who gave you permission to do so, hakamani le. Well, then he made you a shliach, and you're doing a shlichus. That's giving him an a. Elav ledaito nafshi. No, it must be that I, on my own, decide to take my peros and be matir that guy's produce. But if you hold that you need das chavero, well then you're actually giving him anah. If you need his das, if he needs to give me permission, it must be that I don't need das and I'm allowed to be mafresh his peros for him without his permission, my peros for him without his permission. So you see a raya that you could be mafresh mishalo al shel chavero, and that's a zuchus gamar, you don't have to worry about it. So the olam says, no, it could be the Mishnah is talking about Mishal Balakri, Al Shal Balakri, that I'm using his peros. We said, but then how could I do that without his shlichus? I can't do that on my own. And if he made me a shliach, then I'm being mahanahim. Now, Kadama Rava, like Rava's going to say later on, but Omer Kalarotza Litrom Yavav Yitrom. Now, the case is, the guy didn't make me a shliach. He just said, anyone who wants to come to me, Torim, for my produce could do so. So, Achanami Bomer, so that's what's happening over here as well. So, Baimine, Rabbi Yirmiyam, Rabbi Zera, similar Shaila, had Torim Mishalo Al Shal Chavero. If I take my own payrolls to be mafresh for chuma for my friend, tovas hanah shel mi, who's entitled to the tovas hanah? Mi aminan ilav piri dehech mi mitakna kari dahu. Do we say if it were not for the payrolls of the mafresh, then the kri would not be metukan? It would be tevel. So the mafresh is the one that's zocha in the chuma. Odilma ilav kari dahu lavin piri dahadein chuma. Or do you say, well, if it were not for this guy's entire pile of produce, then my produce that I'm being mafresh wouldn't be truma in the first place, and therefore the tovas hanah goes to the balasada and not to the guy who's being mafresh. Samalei, Rabbi Zeira says, Rabbi Yirmiya, we could be poshet this suffix from a pasuk. Amarkra es kol tvuas arecha vinasata. So the nesina is talui in the bal hakri, the bal hazera, zarecha, that it's your produce, and therefore you are the one vinasata, you're the one that has the rights to the tovas hanah. So Rabbi Yirmiya asks Rabbi Zeira, we had in our Mishnah that you could be Torem Ledaito of the guy who's not allowed to get Hana from you, the Amr Tovas Hana de Balakri. But if the Tovas Hana goes to the Balakri, Hakama Anile, by me being Mafresh Truma for him, I'm giving him Tovas Hana. El Shmam, no, Tovas Hana delay. Isn't that therefore right that Tovas Hana goes to me, that I'm not giving him Tovas Hana when I'm Mafresh for his produce? So says my army, Lo, Mishal Balakri, Al Shal Balakri, Ledaito de Balakri. No, the case in our Mishnah is I'm using his produce to be mafresh truma for his produce and with his das. But then aren't I doing his shlichus? No. Ba'omer kalarotz litrom yavav yitrom. The case is where he just publicly said, whoever wants to be torim can do so. So Tashma Gemara brings one more raya. Dam Rabbi Avoram Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avoram Rabbi Yochanan said three dinim, the third of which relates to us. Number one, a makdish mosav chomesh. And the makdish is the bailum is mosav chomesh when he's podeh, even if he's the one who he's mafresh for is not podeh. When you're makdish behema for a carbon for somebody else, and then it develops a mum, and you need to be poded. So when the bailum is poded the behema, he has to be mosav chomesh. So the makdish is considered the bailum, even though he was makdish it for someone else. So he has to be mosav chomesh. Second, in even though the gabe chomesh, the makdish is the bailum, but mischaper also tmura. Only the person who's getting the kapara can make a tmura in that carbon. And then the third thing, the one that we're interested in, vatorim shalo al she'eno shalo tovas hanash mishalo al she'eno shalo tovas hanash shalo. If I'm mafresh truma from my produce to cover somebody else's produce, so I get the tovas hanah, and that's poshet the suffik who gets the zuchus of the tovas hanah. From tomorrow, we'll pick up at the two dots. Everyone have a great day.